If you think about the world, think about your, the way you work at your desk every day, how much that's changed in the last 5 to 10 years. On the flip side, ask how much has city infrastructures, around the country changed, and there's pretty clearly more room for cities to evolve. And there are reasons, there are very good reasons why cities, kind of go slowly and wait to make sure that the technology is proven before they jump in. I don't think cities should be necessarily early adopters, but there's certainly more and more changes coming. We think that it's important for us here at the Yard to be thinking a couple years out and asking ourselves, how are we going to run this place, smarter? How do we work smarter, not harder? And our infrastructure is a core piece of that. Something that we really focus on is a lot of smart cities is around sustainability. I think the thing that people think of first when they think about sustainability is flood resistance or natural disasters. But there's another element of sustainability which we think is just as important, which is around economic and social sustainability. A lot of cities around the country have become extraordinarily good at producing very high-paid, very high-skilled jobs. And along with those high-skilled, high-paid jobs come along retail and hospitality and other service sector jobs in service to those high-paid jobs. I think that's a lot of why you see this kind of pulling apart of the economies in our city, where you've got extraordinarily high earners and then folks in the retail industries who struggle to make a middle-class wage. When we think about what we're doing here, it's around building a different kind of infrastructure, a different kind of sustainability for New York City, and one that's really asking, okay, how do we build and create those jobs in the middle? It's the middle class that is the glue to any city and any society, and I think that's, really more so than traffic. I think for cities in the next 20, 30 years, that's the existential question. How do we create a city and an economy that's truly long-term sustainable and stable and provides, everybody in the city an opportunity to make their way and climb the social ladder? And unfortunately, in a lot of cities and a lot of industries, that's becoming less and less clear.